This is the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Amy Scott, in for Molly Wood. This week, the White House appointed Lina Khan to be the next chair of the Federal Trade Commission. The announcement came just hours after she was confirmed by the Senate to be a commissioner. At just 32 years old, she's the youngest FTC chair ever. Khan rose to fame for a paper she wrote while at Yale Law School, making the case for reining in Amazon's monopoly power. She went on to work on Capitol Hill as an FTC staffer and as a professor at Columbia's law school. The appointment is a topic for Quality Assurance, where we take a second look at a big tech story. Cecilia Kong covers tech policy for the New York Times. She says the difference between commissioner and chair is significant.
The chair has a lot of power in that the chair sets the agenda, and the chair has more direct oversight, if you will, of all the bureaus that handle all of the operations of the agency. So this appointment, the seat, is really not just symbolic. It really is, in practice, a very important seat.
For those who don't follow the FTC very closely, what tools does the agency have that other antitrust players do not?
I'll tell you what they don't have. They don't have regulatory power. They really don't create policy that much. And what I mean by that is they're not like the Federal Communications Commission that creates regulations over the companies that they oversee. The FTC is purely a law enforcement agency. When they see problems, that's when they step in and they police. They are cops, essentially, of the law.
They also approve or reject mergers and can force companies to change the terms. How might Lina Khan or the commission under Lina Khan's leadership use those tools, do you think?
I think you can expect mergers to be a lot harder under Lina Khan. I think she's very skeptical of consolidation, not just in the tech industry, but across the economy. That said, it's really expensive and it's hard to bring cases. Tech companies have endless resources. The FTC certainly does not.
The FTC is 106 years old, and many have said not only that it needs more resources, but needs to get, you know, smarter or hipper. How much do you think Khan's appointment move it in that direction?
There are a couple things going on within the FTC. I think there's a tradition to go after certain kinds of cases, like fraudsters, that kind of scams. I think that Lina Khan views this as a moment. She would come in and perhaps try to change the habits and the priorities to focus a little bit more on these bigger issues and cases. I think it's going to be hard. It'll be hard for Lina Khan, as much as she has that kind of ambition. And I think also there's so much expectation that she comes with. There's sort of a lot that she'll have to overcome in the first 100 days or so, I imagine.
Cecilia Kong covers tech policy for The New York Times. Jesus Alvarado, Sasha Fernandez, Stephanie Hughes, and Michael Lipkin produce the show. Our engineer is Jessen Dooler. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.